The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus withdrew toward the sea with his disciples. A large number of people followed from Galilee and from Judea. Hearing what he was doing, a large number of people came to him also from Jerusalem, from Idumea, from beyond the Jordan, and from the neighborhood of Tyre and Sidon. He told his disciples to have a boat ready for him because of the crowd, so that they would not crush him. He had cured many, and as a result, those who had diseases were pressing upon him to touch him. And whenever unclean spirits saw him, they would fall down before him and shout, "You are the Son of God." He warned them sternly not to make him known. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. The crowd in today's gospel is huge. And they're all pressing on Christ, and they're all, well, to the point where Christ feels like he's going to be crushed. And what's interesting is that the Christ that's presented to us in the gospel today sometimes doesn't align with who we think he is. Because these are people who are coming to seek him for help because they have diseases, they have ailments, and Christ, instead of healing them, tries to get away. I mean, on a practical level, it's for his own safety. He's afraid that he's going to be killed because of it. Not intentionally. That's not their purpose. Their purpose, though, is to seek healing, and still Christ runs. Today's gospel, then, is a reminder for us that Christ and his ministry is not here to heal us physically. And when he came 2,000 years ago, he wasn't there to just heal people physically either. He was there specifically, well, he used these moments of healing, these miracles, to demonstrate that he was the Son of God, to show that he was divine. And so his real purpose then in today's gospel comes from what he talks about the unclean spirits. Whenever the unclean spirits saw him, they would fall down before him and shout, "You are the Son of God." So in this entire crowd of people, some with diseases, some with physical ailments, impairments, the people who were still affected by Christ, just by his mere presence, just by looking upon him, were those with spiritual ailments. This then can be the first step in curing what ails us spiritually, a simple recognition of Christ as the Son of God. My brothers and sisters, when we recognize who Jesus is, then the rest of his message comes clearly into focus, that we are sinners in need of redemption and that it is only he who can save us. A simple recognition, a simple turn towards our Lord is all it takes to begin this process.